Okay, I've got a complaint about Kansas tractor drivers.
Tractor drivers?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, they don't have to follow any laws. And yesterday I was driving down a dirt road to my son's track meet, and this farmer was going about 5-10 miles an hour. He was pulling a trailer with cows in it. And so I'm like, okay, well, I'll pass him, no big deal. And so I started to pass him. Well, as soon as I started passing him, he started merging to the towards my car and squeezing me over towards the shoulder of the road, which was getting ready to drop down to a deep ditch, and continued to do it and trapped me in there and won't let me pass him and kept me there until he got to the corner, and then continued to turn when I was honking and run into my car and almost pushed me into the ditch.
Jeez.
Oh my God.
Farmer on a rampage.
Yeah. And then I get out and I'm like, you know, like, what? And he starts screaming at me and he says, didn't you see me turning over there? And I said, well, no, I started passing you back there and I was trying to get by. He goes, well, I know that you were passing me. That's why I was trying to turn. I didn't want you to pass me.
What the hell?
Yeah, he just got, like, vicious with me. Completely vicious.
Wow. Yeah, when you started this conversation, I thought you were going to do the typical, the tractor goes, yeah, like you said, 5-10 miles an hour, and it's impossible to get around them.
Yeah, well, that's...
He tried to drive you off the road.
You know, understandable, you know, but most tractors, you know, like, when they see you coming and you're trying to pass them, they'll let you go. And they won't get road rage and hog the road up and try and force you into the ditch.
on a tractor. God,
really?
I know that's probably annoying and traumatic to you, but that is just so funny to me. I'm just picturing this tractor that's like 5-10 mile per hour, you know, race. He's trying to get you off the road. Wow.
Yeah, he almost did it. He got me. Once we got to that corner, he just continued to go, and he knew I was back there. He just didn't care, and they don't have to follow rules. They don't have to have insurance. They don't have to have a license. So he didn't get a citation, and I didn't get a citation. But, you know, the sheriff said it was going to be put down as a non-moving violation because it was with farm equipment. And,
wow.
And they don't have to follow the rules.
So did your car get damaged?
Yeah, he tore the cover off of my fender that covers the tire. I've got a Jeep Liberty, and they've got that shell that comes out.
Jeez.
Over. He completely tore that off and dented it.
So you have to pay for that now?
Yeah, it will go on my insurance.
Holy crap.
Oh, that is not cool.
Yeah, I won't laugh at that story anymore.
No.
Man.
No, I totally respect, you know, I had farmers in my family all my life, and none of them ever pulled anything like that.
That is messed up.
Just because they don't want nobody to pass them, then they go and try and do stuff like that.
You know, what goes around comes around, and I bet you he'll end up with crop circles pretty soon.
Well, I hope
so.
Yep.
We've got aliens coming out of the swamp and making his pigs grow mushrooms out of their heads.
Yeah, and doing various things to his orifices, orify, or whatever you say.
Yeah.
That was what I was indicating, yes.
Oh.
Well, thanks for the call, all right?
Uh-huh.
All right, stay away from those farmers.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey there, you got something for free-for-all?
I was just going to ask you guys about the, you know, those MySpace ads for free ringtones or whatever?
Yeah.
What's the funniest one you guys have ever had?
The funniest one?
Yeah, do you guys ever play those?
No. What do you mean?
I had one yesterday where there was this nose trying to outrun a booger or something like that. And it says, you know, like there's a little button on there or whatever, and it says run.
Oh, you're talking about the games.
Yeah.
I thought you said ringtones.
Well, no, it is for a free ringtone or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, I know what you're talking about now. Sorry, go ahead. It's a nose race.
That was the funniest one I had ever had. I don't know. And if you click run on it, the little booger gets faster. It's, like, impossible to outrun it.
I like, there's a lot of good ones. There was, like, damn, I
like the tickle the fat kid until he pukes.
Yeah, I haven't been able to play that one.
But, I mean, you do it, and he wets his pants first, and then he pukes, and it, like, he spews out oil-looking stuff.
Nice.
Gross.
Yeah, I like most of them are pretty. I like the slap Donald Trump one. That's kind of interesting. You're fired.
I did one yesterday to throw hair on Britney Spears or something like that, and I failed at that one.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I guess